And now it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday, the 26th of May. There are warnings of gales in Trafalgar. The general synopsis at 1800. High, Rockall, 1030, slow moving. Intensifying, 1032 by 1800 Tuesday. New low expected, Fitzroy, 1019 by same time. High, German Bight, 1031, dissipating. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira. Southwesterly, veering northwesterly, 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 in North Viking. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first. South Utsira, northwesterly, 2 to 4. Increasing, 4 to 6. Rain at first, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty. Variable, 2 to 4. Becoming northwesterly, 3 to 5 in east 40s. Showers, good, occasionally poor. 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Variable, becoming northeast, 2 to 4. Occasionally 5 later. Fair, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bight. Variable, 2 to 4. Becoming north or northwest, 4 to 6 later. Fair, moderate or good. Humber, Thames, Dover. Variable, 2 to 4. Becoming northeast, 4 or 5 later in Humber. Fair, moderate or good. White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable, mainly east, 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good. Biscay, cyclonic, 3 to 5. Thundery showers in south. Fog patches later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Trafalgar, easterly, 6 to gale 8 in far southeast. Otherwise, northeasterly, becoming cyclonic, 3 to 5. Fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Fitzroy, cyclonic, 2 to 4. Thundery showers in southeast. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Seoul, east or northeast, 2 to 4. Fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Lundy, Fastnet, east or northeast, 2 to 4. Occasionally 5 later. Fair, good. Irish Sea, variable, 2 to 4. Becoming cyclonic, 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 later. Fair, good. Shannon, northeast, 3 to 5. Fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. North Rockall, variable, 2 to 4. Becoming easterly, 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. South Rockall, Malin, variable, 2 to 4. Becoming northerly or northeasterly, 4 or 5. Occasionally 6 later. Fog patches at first, moderate or good. Occasionally very poor at first. Hebrides, South Bailey. Westerly, 3 to 5. Becoming variable, 2 to 4. Mainly fair, moderate or good. North Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. Westerly, 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 at first in Faroes. Showers, good. And Southeast Iceland. Westerly, 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 at first. Showers, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree, automatic, west by north, 1, fog, 100 metres, 1030, rising slowly. Stornoway, southwest, 3, 12 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Lerwick, west, southwest, 5, mist, 4 miles, 1024, steady. Wick, automatic, west, northwest, 3, 16 miles, rising slowly. Aberdeen, calm, 24 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Lookers, northwest, 1, 27 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Bulmer, west, northwest, 1. 22 miles, 1,028, rising slowly. Bridlington, northeast by east, 2. 1,027, falling slowly. Sindetti Light Vessel Automatic, east by south, 4. 11 miles, 1,030. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, east, northeast, 4. 2 miles, 1,028. Jersey, east by south, 3. 12 miles, 1,026, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east, 3. 1,027. Scilly Automatic, east, northeast, 3. 7 miles, 1,026, now falling. Milford Haven, east, southeast, 1. 15 miles, 1,028, rising slowly. Aberporth, east, northeast, 2. 22 miles, 1,028, rising slowly. Valley, east, northeast, 2. 24 miles, 1,028, rising slowly. Valencia, south by east, 1. Mist, 3 miles, 1,027, now falling. Ronald's Way, northwest by north, 1. 13 miles, 1,028, rising slowly. Malin Head, northeast by north, 2. Fog, 200 metres, 1,030, now falling. And Macrahanish Automatic, west, 3. 11 miles, 1,029, rising slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday the 25th of May. The general situation. High pressure will persist over the next couple of days with mainly light or moderate breezes and fair weather for most areas, but with a few fog patches affecting some northwestern coasts at first and developing later on Wednesday around some far southwestern coasts. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Mainly variable 2 to 4 in south. Otherwise, westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4. Occasionally 5 at first in north. Fair. Good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 3 or less. Occasionally 4 in south. Becoming easterly or northeasterly 3 or 4 in south. Fair. Good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 3 or less, becoming east or northeast 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southerly or southeasterly, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming northeasterly 3 to 5 later in north. Mainly fair, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, east or southeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast, becoming variable for a time, 2 to 4. Mainly fair. Good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable, 2 to 4. Fair. Good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable, 3 or less, becoming northerly or northwesterly 2 to 4. Occasionally 5 later in west, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable, 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic, mainly northeasterly 3 to 5 later in north. Occasionally 6 later in Solway Firth. Fair, good. Isle of Man, variable becoming north or northwest 2 or 3, veering north or northeast 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northwesterly, but northeasterly in far south, 3 to 5. Fog patches at first in north. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in north. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, veering northeasterly later in northeast. Mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first near Mull of Kintyre. Mull of Kintyre to Ardamurchan Point. Variable 3 or less, becoming north or northwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Ardamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southwesterly veering northwesterly 2 to 4, then veering northeasterly later in south and becoming variable 3 or less later in north, mainly fair, moderate or good. And the Shetland Isles, southwest veering west or northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 until later, mainly fair, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And this is where we part ways for the night. From all of us, good night.
Welcome to the newsroom. I'm Charlotte Gallagher. Promises the internet will finally be restored for people in Iran, but will it actually happen?
The regime is intent on much more stringent control on the internet, and it has taken major steps to make internet as something of a privilege.
How a pioneering new treatment could cut the risk of heart attacks and strokes. Warnings that the Ebola outbreak in Central Africa could spread further. The Enhanced Games, aka the Olympics on steroids, have taken place. What do the experts make of them?
Well, I thought it confirmed what we'd been discussing around it in the months leading up to it, which is really the entire thing was an advertisement. It was a platform for an anti-aging drugs campaign.
All that to come in the next 30 minutes. First, there's a news bulletin.
BBC News with Neil Nunes. Residents of southern Beirut's suburbs have been fleeing their homes after Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said his country was again at war with Hezbollah and launched a wave of airstrikes across Lebanon. The Hezbollah stronghold has been largely spared Israeli strikes since a ceasefire was agreed in mid-April, although attacks elsewhere have killed 400 Lebanese. Lucy Williamson has more from Jerusalem.
I think what's interesting to look at is US officials appear to be briefing support for Israel's right to attack Hezbollah. They've been talking about how Hezbollah has repeatedly resisted requests to stop firing at Israel. And Israel, the US officials said, will never be expected to passively absorb attacks. It could also signal that Israel has been given a window to press ahead in Lebanon and that it